Teresa, hello, thank you for saying that you'd be interviewed by us. Can you tell us to begin with a little bit of what you do in your job?
In my job I teach English, it's mainly Pakistani center and entry level one. I also teach in other places, in evening classes I teach Polish, I also teach Polish at Bradford University.
Okay, right, so a lot of teaching.
Yes.
Okay, but you also do a lot of other things. You do a lot of volunteering as well, I think, don't you?
Yes, I do a lot of volunteering for especially the Polish community. I organize the Polish school on a Saturday morning. So every Saturday I am with a group of 54 children from 9:30 to 1 o'clock, where we teach children Polish and Polish culture and Polish language. And now with arrival of many Polish people after Poland joined the EU, I help them with finding jobs, finding doctors, finding our college so they can enroll on English classes. I also help them with job interviews, go interpret at various places.
So that's that's like a full-time job again.
Yes.
you mentioned the Polish culture that you teach the children at the Polish Centre. Can you tell us a bit more about what that involves?
It involves learning to dance, learning about various Polish customs, traditions. We always have special days, special concerts for special occasions that are connected with Polish history. They also do a bit of singing, mainly language, and it also involves the religion, because the priest teaches children there. RES is mainly the Catholic community. So it's around the religion, around the traditions.
And how many people would you say altogether, and how many adults are involved with that?
In the school, we have six classes, because we start from playgroup, the children are 3-year-old, and it's up to A level, the children are taking the exams, and so we have six classes on different levels.
Right, okay, thank you. So you've touched on, if you like, the kind of cultural needs of the children. What would you say are the needs of the Polish community in Leeds? Maybe they've changed.
They change depending on the depending on the age of people, on the needs. The new people, I think, need maybe more education, more meeting with others, joining other groups, finding out about life in Leeds in general. A lot of people want to learn English so they can find better jobs, because there are a lot of educated people with degrees that cannot find jobs because their English is not very good. So it's for the older people, maybe more occasions that they can meet together and have some kind of get together so that they can talk, social time. Yes.
That's really interesting. Okay, thank you. So obviously teaching the children, the young people, about their Polish culture is really important to you and to others. How far do you think it's possible for those children and young people to retain any sense of a Polish identity alongside a British identity? And how far do you think that is something that they should do?
I can give example for my children who can speak Polish. They both have A level in Polish and they were born in this country. And I think an extra language and the knowledge of other culture has enriched them. For example, my son got a place at the university thanks to extra language. And he also has now found a job in Poland thanks to the knowledge of the language. And he meets a lot of Polish people who arrived lately, organizes football groups for them. And so I think it's quite important that you kind of know who you are, what you are, and maybe share your roots, and maybe share both cultures as they do, because they were born here, they went to English schools, but they also understand my tradition and my culture.
Thank you. So obviously you said that having, if you like, two cultures enriches your children, but obviously within British society there's other experiences of intolerance of people that are different and so on. So But what do you think British society, or how could we within British society make our society more tolerant, do you think?
Maybe integrated together more, integrating with other, maybe knowing more about each other, educated one another, meeting more often so that people can learn from one another, learn about other cultures, about the history a little bit, about the traditions, why they do things that they do.
So learning about one another.
You would be.